You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Ollie Pimlott, Andrew Mount and Tom Morley in the studio. An afternoon of National Hunt action. We've got Midlands Grand National Day at Uttoxeter. There's also a good card at Kempton, jumping from Fontwell and Newcastle alongside that in the afternoon as well. An evening action on the all-weather taffeta at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mark. How are you doing?
Not so bad, not so bad at all. Have you had a good Cheltenham Festival?
Started reasonably well, and at Flying Tiger in the Fred Winter, 33-1 for Nick Williams. I napped that in the press tipping competition.
Yeah.
The wheels came off on Wednesday when I got it into my head that Willie Mullins was out of form and wasn't going to have a particularly good day. And the less said about Thursday so far, the better.
Friday. You've been on the wrong day.
Exactly. I think that's part of the problem. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Oh, brilliant. Let's look back at the best of Friday's action then. We'll start with the blue ribboned events of the week, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. A great renewal this year as well in the end. I know we had a few injuries along the way, but Jack Adam backed into favouritism, looked to have every chance in the race as well, travelled very well through the race, but in the end was beaten by the Irish Gold Cup winner Sizing John, who proved to be even better over this extended 3.25 miles. Manella Rocco staying into a never nearer second place, and Native River in the end finishing third. Exciting race. What did you make of the Gold Cup?
That's right. I had a short list of two, Outlander and Sizing John, and needless to say, I put Outlander up on my gg.co.uk column. That one's still running, and Sizing John won the race. Sizing John's now won 7 of his last 8 starts when he's not faced Duvan.
Yeah.
Most of those were over 2 miles, and he's now 2 from 2 since stepped up to 3 miles or further. There was a doubt about him lasting, and he did seem to be tanking along and be quite keen in the early stages, but he stayed on really well. I mean, Jack Adam kind of confirmed the theory that it's hard to place in the previous season's Gold Cup and go on to win it the next year.
Yeah.
I know one or two have done this, but not many. He ran a good race for a long way, made a mistake. I think it was 2 out, and which probably cost him a place. And Native River and Manella Rocco, 2nd and 3rd, have franked the form of the 4-miler last year because they were 1-2 in that race.
Mm. Yeah.
But, yeah, perhaps the ground was a little bit quick for Native River.
Yeah,
but he certainly acquitted himself well.
Although the stats about placing 1 year and coming back to win it the next year don't look good for him now, do they?
No, that's
right. Unfortunately not. But I have to say as well, sad to see Q Card come down 3 out, same fence that he fell at last year as well. Although where he was, looks as if he had every chance last year. I think he was already beaten.
Yeah, that's right. Time. I mean, I think horses aged 10 or older are 1 from 80 odd in recent years prior to this race. So. I think he's just too old to win a race of this magnitude now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame to see the Nick Williams horse as well, with Lizzie Kelly 2 for 2, depart early as well. Probably best right-handed that one, but it was an interesting outsider and had been nibbled out in the betting.
Mm. So congratulations to Jessica Harrington, Robbie Power and Sizing John and Connections. The pots there, they are the... Sizing John, the 2017 Cheltenham Gold Cup winner. Let's cast our minds back a little further in the earlier in the day. The Triumph Hurdle, the very first race on the card. JP McManus had a very strong hand. Defi Desoy was very well found in the market, 5-2 at the top of the market, and did the business, beating Mega Fortune and Bepom, and did it in good style as well. Won by 5 lengths in the end. He was very much value to win the race, wasn't
he? That's right, and a higher 5 winner.
Yes.
So a nice bonus if you backed him or backed anything else in the race, you're getting your money back. So. Yeah, I mean, he was beaten on his debut in France, but unbeaten since now. And that's 7 out of 7 since that debut defeat. And we'll no doubt be back next year for the Champion Hurdle.
Mm. And out of form, Willie Mullins, of course. Had another double on the day at the point of recording this. He had Arctic Fire winning the County Hurdle and Penhill winning the Albert Barlett. A double there for Paul Townend as well.
Absolutely gutted about this. I love Arctic Fire. I tipped him last year each way and without the favourite, not last year, 2 years ago behind Forheen in the champion hurdle. And then he was also second by half a length in this race behind Lac Fontana, if we go back to 2014. So plenty of festival form. And having been beaten in the race previously off a mark of 141, to win it today off 158 after a break of 14 months was an amazing training performance. But what a horse.
Mm. We see it time and time again, don't we? Festival form. You know, it stands up year in, year out, doesn't it?
That's right. Like, so. Untempo 2 on Tuesday, yeah. Winning the Ultima. Altior, of course, and Tiger Roll even.
Yeah.
Progressed from Triumph Hurdle winner to 4 mile National Hunt Challenge Cup winner.
Yeah. Which isn't a normal route, I wouldn't say.
No, that's right. Well, talking about normal route, it's the same with Penhill. I mean, this one was running over 2 miles last time out in a grade one at Fairy House. Sorry, a couple of runs ago that was in December. Won over 3 at Limerick last time out. You wondered whether, you know, the small field there didn't really test his stamina, but it certainly proves that he stays.
Mm. Yeah. So that was Friday. What about the rest of the Cheltenham Festival then? What if I were to say to you, give me a horse or two to take out the festival? What would you go with?
I'm very interested in one called Midnight Tour, trained by Alan King. Now this one ran behind Apples Jade and Co. in the David Nicholson's Mares race.
Mm.
It was about 150 to 100 to 1 in the early exchanges, and ran a nice race in 6th, despite racing quite keenly. Now, you look at her form, and she's always struggled at Cheltenham. She just doesn't seem to last home on the stiff track. So her wins have come at the likes of sort of Hereford and sort of Ludlow, run well at Warwick and Taunton. So I think next time on an easier track, Midnight Tour for Alan King could run well, and you know, might be interesting at the likes of Aintree, a track that should suit.
Okay. Is that it? Anything else to add, or are you just going with the one?
I mean, you've got to give a mention to Lil Rockefeller as well. That was an absolutely fantastic performance, and you know, looked the winner at one stage. Always tries his heart out, and it's one of those horses that afterwards you think, why didn't I back him each way? Because he always seems to run a race and be in the first 2 or 3.
The Cheltenham Festival on William Hill's Racing Radio.
They've got 150 yards to go. It will be a 50th win of the Cheltenham Festival for owner J.P. McManus, as Boumediere is the champion hunter.
Whisper trying to close, and Might Bite is beginning to paddle. He's drifting off a true line. He hangs fire, and Whisper's coming home straight as a gun barrel. Dicko de Boinville tries to straighten out Might Bite, who rallies on the near side. Might Bite coming back, and Whisper in sight. Might Bite on the near side of
Special Tiara running on instinct. Fox Norton is thrusting down the near side, but Special Tiara wins the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the fourth attempt.
Final fence under so. Oh, he was superb. Under so now, muscling his way up the hill, chasing hard his sub-lieutenant. Can he hold on? Under so. He's driven out by Ruby Walsh. He's going to get there. Under so wins the Ryanair.
Jackadam trying to fight back in second. Native River on the far side, up the hill, Sizing John. Jackadam fighting it out in second place with Native River, but Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Great festival again once more. We are only 364 days away from the next one. So, well, 360 whatever it is. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to Saturday's action, because it doesn't stop at the end of the Cheltenham Festival. The action goes on. We've got racing to look forward to at Kempton and at Uttoxeter. It's the Midlands Grand National at the Uttoxeter on Saturday. We'll move on to that as the third race we look at. But we'll start at Kempton. The 240 is the first race we look at there. It's the Silver Plate Handicap Hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Betting out on site already as well. And the market headed by Golden Spear at 11-2. It's 7-1 for Brio Conti. Bandsman is 8-1. 11-1 for Duke Street and Divine Spear. Casper King also 11-1. 12-1 Dream Berry. 14s for Sleep Easy and Top Tug. 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. As you can see there from the betting, 11-2 the field. Wide open contest. Can you help us out here, Andrew?
Yeah, interesting race this one. Nicky Henderson's won it for the last 2 years with Might Bite 12 months ago at 5-1. And then
two
2 years ago, The Inval, I think you say it, which runs in the Grand Annual later on. So it's possible that the last two winners will have gone on to win at the Cheltenham Festival by the time this race is run. And I'm quite interested in Henderson's Divine Spear, his sole representative in this year's race. This one was second to Air Horse One at Ascot last time out. That was about a month ago. And of course, that one was placed in the county hurdle. So that form's been given a boost already. He goes well on good ground. He's 2 from 4 on good to soft or faster going. He goes well right-handed. And given Henderson's record in the race and his prominent running style, which is often an asset at Kempton, I thought Divine Spear around about the 12-1 mark would be the each-way play in the race. I also want to give a favourable mention to Byron Flyer for Ian Williams. This one's a big prize as well. I think he comes in the 16-1 or bigger category. But he got a good speed figure when second on to Peter behind Haynes at Wolverhampton last time out. And he's won 5 of his 10 starts over hurdles. And Ian Williams is in fantastic form at the moment. Mm. 6 winners from 10 runners prior to Friday's racing. So don't be surprised to see Byron Flyer continue his progression and also make the frame.
16-1 Byron Flyer and Divine Spear 11-1 in the market at the time of recording this. For the 240 at Kempton, let's move on to the 315 at Kempton. And this is the Silver Bowl Handicap Chase. It's over the extended 2.5 miles. The betting is headed by joint favourites at the time of recording this. Roman de Sinam and Mercian Prince are both 4-1. It's 9-2 Max Ward, 9-2 Ballyboley. So note another one at 9-2, 15-2 Monbeg Gold, and Long Lunch is 10-1 in the market. Only 7 of them in the lineup here, Andrew, but again, as the betting suggests there, this is quite tight. There's not much between the whole field.
This is a cracking race. Sir Note has to be of interest. This one's had 6 runs over fences, won 5 of them. The only defeat came the only time he went left-handed, so he's 5 from 5 over the larger obstacles on right-handed tracks. He made all over course and distance last time, overcoming a £10 rise for his previous Leicester win, and should go well again. But I'm going to take him on with Mercian Prince. Now, this one was only a neck behind Kim Muir when a Doomsday Book went fourth at Leicester last time. And what was interesting about that meeting at Leicester on the 16th of February, all the winners raced wide. It was an all-chase meeting. And if you were on the inside of the track, you were stuffed, basically, because the ground was a lot softer there. And if you watch the replays, every time the commentator says so-and-so is racing wide, that horse went on to win. Now, in that race, Doomsday Book was sort of hard round the inside as well, and then Mercian Prince, after a couple of furlongs, ended up tracking Doomsday Book more towards the inside as well. So I think although he was not, was far from disgraced in fourth, going down by 5 lengths, I think you can upgrade that effort massively, and I think Mercian Prince is going to take all the beating here, and I think he'll be my nap on Saturday.
Right, strong bet then, Mercian Prince at 4-1 there at the moment in the 3:15. At Kempton, and we finish off in the feature race at Uttoxeter on Saturday, the 3:35, the Midlands Grand National, which is a listed handicap chase, 4 miles and 1 furlong. In fact, the extended 4 miles and 1 furlong is the trip for this. It's going to take a real staying performance. Mystery and Court Frontier, the 7-1 joint favourites. It's 12-1 Gevry Chambreton, Spooky Dookie 12-1, 14-1 Alfie Spinner with Goulon and Cogri, 16-1 Firebird, Flyer and Blake Mounts. Gonalston Cloud, Warren Tor and Mad Brian also at 16-1 and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. I love a good national, and this looks pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the last 10 winners of this race were aged between 6 and 9, although the 11-year-old Golden Chieftain was 7 lengths clear when tipping up at the final fence last year. And half of this sort of 20-runner lineup are aged 10 or more, so it might be worth siding with some of the younger ones. Mm-hmm. David Pipe's got a good record. He won this 4 years in a row from 2011. He's got Gevry Chambertin, who was going well when blundering and unseating in the Ida last time, having returned to form with a close second at Kempton the time before. However, his jumping has got to be a big concern in this huge field again. I also want to take on Mystery, who won the Ida. Mm. He runs especially well when fresh, and I thought he might find this coming too soon, just 3 weeks after that Newcastle win. And if you look at his record following a previous win, 0 from 5. And the last time he tried to follow up, he was pulled up when 7-2 joint favourite. Right. So I think there's a potential bounce factor here with Mystery. So I'm going to go with Court Frontier. This one's on a 4-timer. Did really well to win from off the pace over hurdles at Warwick 2 runs back, as that's a track that massively favours prominent racers. He followed up at Huntingdon last time over 3.6 miles. I think there could be even more improvement to come now, stepping up to this extended 4 miles one. And he gets the vote.
Okay, Court Frontier then in the Midlands National. That's a 7-1 chance at this point. Thank you very much, Andrew. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Let's just have a quick summary before you go, then just confirm these selections for Saturday.
Okay, the 2:40 at Kempton, I'm going for Divine Spear to give Nicky Henderson his third straight win in the race. The 3:15 at Kempton, very keen on Mercy and Prince. And finally, in the 3:35, the Midlands National, I'm going with Court Frontier.
Good man. You're in on Racing Radio on Saturday as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm indeed.
Yeah, so look forward to hearing from Andrew there. He's in the studio with Ollie Pimlott and Tom Morley. 1:20 p.m. is the start time. We've got Uttoxeter, Kempton, Fontwell and Newcastle in the afternoon and Wolverhampton in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.